I invite you to just open the inner ear and hear the vibration between the words. We're floating, we're letting, we're allowing something to happen now. Says a boat would not pray to float, a boat would say, I want to align with the law of buoyancy. A plane is not praying to fly, it becomes aerodynamically sound. We're becoming spiritually aerodynamically sound. In contact and consciousness. Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands.
It's that spirit inside. It's that spirit inside that causes emotions I cannot hide. Whenever my people are in need, I'm there to make sure that we all succeed. Whenever my people need someone to lend, I'm there in full force as a true friend. Despite all that we've been through together, over 400 years of stormy bad weather, we still look good. And some ask why, and I just reply, it's that spirit inside.
Take a look at yourself from this vantage point and look at the kind of people we are, our worries, our doubts, our fears. Just look at our anxieties. Just look at how we want this presence to solve these issues sometimes. When in fact, they're already solved. Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands. The ground upon which you're standing is holy because the presence of God is everywhere because you're standing there.
As the ancestors and the angels protect us, the energy of the Creator continues to direct us. And even though some on this planet try to disrespect us, we cannot let that nor them affect us. See, Mother Earth will do a cleanse very soon, as all the planets line up with the sun and the moon. Natural disasters will take most by surprise, and everything will be changed right before our very eyes. All this will happen, but what about you and I? Will we live on? Will we survive? Are we connected to the Most High? Or will we two kiss our butts bye-bye? Well, if you look at history, you will see nothing can destroy you and me. We will always be around. Yes, we will survive. Why? Because we got that spirit inside.
We feel that we're becoming better versions of ourselves moment by moment. We got spirit. And all that you won't do or find it difficult to do with your humanness, you're beginning to discover you'll do for life. You'll do for the presence. You'll do when contact is made. We're letting, we're allowing something to happen now. So we look around, we just silently nod to each other and give great thanks to each other for showing up.
Yeah, we got that spirit, y'all.
Closer than your breathing and nearer than your head.
We are the perfect manifestation of divine creation. We are God expressing itself as us and through us. At the same time, we are divine. We are divine. It's our spirit that built the pyramids long ago. It's our spirit that causes it to rain, hail, and snow. It's our spirit that causes the birds to want to sing. For our spirit is connected to everything. Even though some on this planet haven't a clue, spirit affects all that we do. And this is why we cannot be denied. We will prevail because of our spirit inside.
As we become better and better versions of ourselves, there's more opportunities to express and expand and participate in this unfolding evolutionary
spirit.
Destiny of good.
The spirit. Spirit, y'all.
Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands. Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands.
Give it up, spiritual. It says, oh. spirit, the spiritual.
Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands.
Reverend Mike, take us out.
And this is, understand, this is a kaleidoscope of awesome, good, and beauty. And that this particular configuration would never exist again, ever, in history. And so as we look around, we just silently nod to each other and give great thanks to each other for showing up, being available, spirit, and embracing the evolutionary impulse that governs the universe is something within us that is questing to become conscious of itself as each and every one of us. Closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands and feet.